our wild thing. That's him. Mark Spud Carroll is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Look, I mentioned to you when we were talking the other day, just doing a bit of homework, Nathan Kalis, it's his birthday today. He's currently the Parramatta coach for the New South Wales Cup team. But when it was announced that he and Steve Antonelli were joining Parramatta, and this was at the end of 2022, there was a little thing up on social media from a Dave who said, great move by the club on both appointments. I remember playing under-15s rugby at Wente with Steve. He was in our halves, and a very skinny Mark Carroll was our fullback.
It was. Yeah. That was when it went the dark side. I'm a para junior. I got shafted as a kid due to politics. I ended up down the dark side, played fullback and centre. I made every rep side, you know why? Because I could tackle.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what.
Good pickup.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I can't see you as a fullback, but there you go. Leichhardt Abel's been in the news. Bit of antisocial behaviour there last weekend, and the future of Leichhardt Abel a bit up in the air. You know, Peter Volandis has said, oh, look, maybe if they gave it to us, we'd put money into it. Do you think suburban grounds like Leichhardt Abel should definitely be preserved, Mark?
Me personally, yes. Look at Four Pines. They've just put a big stand at one end, but you've still got the hill. Leichhardt Abel's just great memories. I actually got graded as a rugby league player when I was 19 there, and yes, it needs some repair, but it needs some repair, mate. But, you know, what do? You just can't go and buy and build a new stadium. It takes 40 years and costs a shitload of money.
Yeah, certainly does. Okay, round four kicks off tonight. I got one ahead of you. I think you got four last week and I got five, I think it was, last week. Okay, tonight, Roosters take on the Panthers. You'll be calling the game with Joel Kane and Brett Kamali. Who do you like in tonight's game?
They've both lost a couple of decent players. Yep. Lindsay and we'll go Cleary, but I'll go the Roosters.
He's going the Roosters. All right, the early game tomorrow. The Rabbitohs scratching for a win. They take on the Bulldogs. The Bunnies in a world of pain at the moment, sitting last on the ladder and struggling to get their first win. Do you think they can do it tomorrow?
World of pain. I reckon momentum. I'm going to go the Bulldogs.
Oh, okay. I'm going Rabbitohs to notch up their first win. Okay, the local derby, the late game tomorrow night up at Suncorp Stadium. The Broncos take on the Cowboys. Who do you like here?
Cowboys. I'm going to go to the Bronx.
Oh, you're going to the Bronx.
I think they missed some Payne Haas. They're missing some quality, but they've got some really good replacements, so I'll put them in.
Okay, I'm going Cowboys there. We differ again. The early game on Saturday, only two games on Saturday. The Dragons down at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong take on your old team, Manly. I'm going to go for the Dragons. Who are you going for? Obviously Manly.
Of course. Next question.
Okay. Saturday night's game up on the Gold Coast. The Titans take on the Dolphins. Who do you like here?
Titans are in a lot of pain, aren't they? They lost Big Tino. I'll go Dolphins.
He's going the Dolphins. Okay. Well, we're like mine there. I'm going the Dolphins as well. Two games on Sunday because there's a game on Monday. Across the ditch, the Warriors take on the Knights. The Knights wasn't all that pretty, but they got their first win last weekend. This will be a toughie. It always is. Who do you like, Warriors or the Knights?
I think the Warriors. I know we said they're at home, but last time they played at home, it was Wellington. This is actually in Auckland. We'll go for the Warriors, please.
Okay, and the late game on Sunday, the 6 o'clock game, the Sharks and the Raiders. Cronulla looking to bounce back after getting pumped by the Tigers last week, but they'll have to do it minus, a Hunt, Finucane.
Well, that's involved.
There's a few out. Who do you like? Yeah. Ricky's Raiders?
I'll go the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going the Raiders. And the Monday game... Parramatta we've got to say West's Tigers now. I'm getting a lot of calls about people saying you lose Balmain, you lose the Tigers out of West's Tigers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Mitchell Moses out. That's a huge blow for Parramatta. Who do you like, Eagles or Tigers?
Yeah, we're going to see the depth of Parramatta, aren't we? So we'll go Parramatta, please.
He's going Parramatta. All right. Well, I've gone Tigers, so there could be a big difference here in the tipping scores after this weekend.
This is the game I actually Take over, Richard.
Right. Mate, have a safe and a happy Easter. Apart from calling games, what are you up to over Easter, Spud?
Mate, I live on a jet ski. I absolutely love it, getting on the water. So anyone out there, just be careful. Make sure you put a vest on and just watch your speed around where you drive. And have a great Easter, mate, to all our listeners.
Good on you. And happy calling over the weekend, Spud. Always good to talk to you. Have a great week and a safe and a happy Easter. And, of course, Mark will be calling the game tonight with Joel Kane and Brett Kumoli. All the action right here from 7 o'clock. Game 1 for round 4 of the NRL. The Roosters take on the Panthers.